that abide by the open meeting laws of both state that you must give notice.
I misspoke. It wasn't a meeting. It was a session with all of the commissioners.
Did all seven of you get together? Because under New York state law, when people on a board get together at a picnic or wherever, if all of them, it's a quorum, it's a public meeting,
Michael,
which must be given notice.
I'm going to stop you for a second because
I'm happy to jump in here.
Yeah.
It's my understanding of the way the New York open meetings law work is that if we gather to make a decision or do any kind of business, then there's an obligation to post it and do it. I'm sorry, there's an obligation to post it and do it in public. Based upon my consultations with counsel, this did not trip the open meetings wire. It was an informal opportunity to have a meeting with Mr. Kolari and introduce him to the commissioners. That's what it was. And again, my understanding is that does not trip the open meetings law. But
all seven were in attendance?
It was not
but
in person.
The GDC Act, which governs our commission, because it's a bi-state, specifically indicates that, and our open meetings policy as well, that a meeting, there are certain exceptions to the definition of a meeting, one of those being informal sessions where no business no formal action is being undertaken and informal discussions are being had.
And I'm happy to have a further FOIL discussion about whether or not this was on the not open meeting side of the line, but my understanding, and you just heard from our counsel, is that our counsel's view was, given the circumstances, it did not implicate the open meetings law. But again, I'm happy to discuss that. I suspect that there are other questions people have.
I had a question. So about Senator Schumer's comment last week asking that New York and New Jersey set aside their differences, write an MOU to discuss to finalize the funding. I'm wondering, can you elaborate on what those discussions have been like, whether the MOU is going to be happening soon, and also what is holding up those discussions between the two states over the final funding?
So to be clear, there were a number of things that's the majority leader, Senator Schumer, has pointed to that need to get done, and we all know it. One is the selection of a CEO and the staffing up of GDC generally. The second was, which is now routinely referred to without any explanation, is the MOU. And then the third is that Gateway put itself in a position to move forward in terms of the requirements that exist with the various federal loan packages and programs. With respect to the MOU, it's contemplated by the GDC Act that the states basically come up with a framework. New York and New Jersey come up with a framework on a number of issues having to do with things related to funding, what is going to happen in phase one, what are things like potential delivery models, which doesn't necessarily have to be in the MOU, but life would get easier if some of those things were laid out in the MOU. My understanding is that over the last, don't hold me to this, but 4 or 5 months, there have been ongoing negotiations at the highest levels between New York and New Jersey. Appropriately, that has not directly involved GDC commissioners, because again, it's an agreement between the two states. But from time to time, GDC commissioners have been consulted. My understanding is that, and again, I don't want to speak for the governor's offices, but the latest report I've heard is that they're very close to finalizing that MOU. And again, my speculation, don't hold anybody in Trenton or Albany to this, but I think we're talking about, time measured in weeks or less, if not days, to get this thing done.
Now, question about the, I'm just kind of building on that. One of the other things that Senator Schumer called for was a greater use of Northeast Corridor funding. I think he mentioned a pot of $24 billion, and he was saying that he would like to see more of that going to Gateway, because without the tunnel, obviously, the Northeast Corridor chokes up. He also mentioned that could potentially reduce the contribution from the two states. How is that being looked at? How is that going to happen? Is that something you're relying on the delegation for, or some other path?
Yes, so there are, and you're right in terms of both what the senator has been saying, but also in the complexity of all of this. And I will call on my colleague Tony Koch in a second, who lives with this every day because of the role of Amtrak in this. But the easiest way to think about this is that there are a whole series of interlocking programs, and there are a whole series of interlocking potential fund recipients. And one of the problems really that need to be worked through is how do you have which entity, whether it's Amtrak, GDC, the Port Authority, MTA, New Jersey Transit, New York DOT, New Jersey DOT, when you talk about the Northeast Corridor, by the way, you're then also, if you take a big step back, we're not just limiting it to the bi-state area, it's actually the Northeast Corridor, it's the full region. And so one of the things that's being resolved in part through that MOU is who will apply for what the various relationships will be, what will the delivery model be, which is actually a very big issue because you want as much certainty as you can get in terms of what that delivery model looks like. But not all parties are equally capable of providing the kind of technical experience that's needed with respect to certain aspects of it. So we really are collectively trying to put the right entities in the right place. And again, I'll harken back to the MOU. The MOU is an important piece of that because it will deal with a lot of the questions of funding and with respect to New York and New Jersey, the state entities, who is doing what and how are they dividing things up. But again, I think that over the coming weeks and certainly in the next few months, a lot of this, which we've been waiting on for, my friend Mr. Cliff pointed out that I've been at this now for 5 years or so, but I think we're really beginning to see a lot of this fall into place, and that's what's going to have to happen. And I think what you're hearing from Senator Schumer, happens to be my senator, is that now is the time, let's get going because the funding is finally available. Tony?
I think actually you summarized it very well. The only two points I would add is, first, having worked with Senator Schumer on these issues for a long time, I will tell you that he has been an incredible advocate, along with his colleagues in the New York and New Jersey delegation, Senators Gillibrand, Menendez, and Booker, at being very, very effective at bringing resources to the Northeast Corridor because they recognize the value that the Northeast Corridor plays, not just in New York and New Jersey, but to the nation and to the national economy. So in that capacity, the senator has actually been the prime mover on legislation, even in the past, that have permitted Amtrak as a company to commit far greater capital resources to maintaining the infrastructure on the Northeast Corridor at times when there was a concern that maybe some of the economic value generated on the Northeast Corridor by Amtrak was being used in other parts of the country. He was very aggressive about changing the law to make sure we were able to invest fully there. The bipartisan infrastructure law reflects that very same sentiment in that it has a very focused number of categories of investment for the Northeast Corridor. And there's an entire network of possibilities for partnerships between the states, Amtrak, and the federal government to invest in that Northeast Corridor, and certainly Gateway would be something that would be considered part of that. So I think that the senator was calling on, as Co-Chair Cohen mentioned, that the two governors should work with their counterparts at USDOT to look for ways to maximize the value that the bipartisan infrastructure law would bring to this project in ways that allow it to perhaps do things that prior to that law being passed may not have been considered. And I think that there is very active discussion between the two governors and the Secretary of Transportation and their representatives. They are working together, I think, in a very, very cooperative way to look for ways to make the financial package and everything more attractive.
Mr. Calori's the resolution regarding him. Did any of you three have discussions with Mr. Calori or George Norcross before the governor's announcement?
I can speak. Look, I don't know if that's even appropriate for us to respond to, but the answer is I believe no.
And there was another resolution on NEPA, and that was on the agenda and it disappeared off the agenda. What happened?
Yeah, let me speak to that, if you guys don't mind. The resolution basically was, frankly, a rehash of a resolution that appeared in May, I think May 21st, if I'm not mistaken, of 2021, so almost two years ago to the day. And if you go back and look at that resolution, it says something to the effect of that Gateway GDC has an intention of being the project sponsor, that for a time the port will continue in that role, that we basically, my language, not the language of the resolution, are holding the port harmless during the interim period. The plan was
to... Sorry, just because that's 1 year, not 2 years.
2 year.
That was 1 year,
2021. I'm sorry, 2021. Last year, yeah. Felt like 2 years. Yeah. You know, you have a very...
You need a shot clock on it.
Well, no, well, we do need a shot clock. By the way, that thing makes me very anxious. There's an article in there for somebody who wants to do a feature story about that those shot clocks. I think it's a fascinating thing. It would fit well in the daily news, sort of a weekend piece. And in terms of conceptions of time, I will defer to Steve Signin, who has what I think of as a grounded, reality-based perception of time. I operate with a different perception of time, where, in fact, to my way of thinking, it was more than 2 years ago. But
it was a rehash of...
Yeah, so there was a proposal to basically say that it was the intention of GDC to be the project sponsor, and to, as always, the last piece of the resolution always authorizes the co-chairs or the vice chair to have signatory authority based upon consultation with the rest of the board. There was what I would call a communications hiccup where somebody said, hey, I didn't realize this was gonna be on the agenda. Can we pull it? I wanna look at it without getting into the details. I think the general reaction was, at least my general reaction was, I don't think it matters either way. If somebody wants, you know, 3 weeks till our next board meeting, I think our next board meeting will be in less than a month, that's fine. But that's all it was. There was no dramatic secret, nor is there, you know, anything of dramatic significance. That resolution says what we have said, I personally have said, probably a dozen times over the last 2 years. And by the way, I think when I say 2 years, I mean two generally observed 2 years in linear time. It's felt like 5 years to me.
Speaking of time, when would Mr. Calori actually start?
Look, I think it remains to be seen. I mean, this is, you know, not unlike a situation where somebody announces that they're bringing in, you know, a new coach, and you've got to come to terms. I'd like to believe we will come to terms and come to a clear definition of what that job description is and what he will do and how he plans to build out Gateway in relatively short order. Again, days, weeks, not months.
The Port Authority's executive director's salary is $275,000 a year. Would that be about the range of Mr. Calori?
I've learned, and I will invoke my father, who is an expert on negotiations, that these kind of discussions are best to have initially privately. This is everything with Gateway is a complicated.
Except this is a government agency.
Oh, there's no question. It's government agency. It will be publicly disclosed. You have to have consensus among the partners. Then you have to have a negotiation with the party you're seeking to employ. There are a bunch of other people who may have an interest of one kind or another, given that they've made the recommendation. And I think time will tell where that will land on the spectrum of information available about comparable salaries. But I am mindful. We are all mindful that these are public dollars, and this is a, depending on how you characterize it, a unique public agency.
Looking ahead, where are we with Penn South? It seems to be a project that ping-pongs between Gateway to New York to Empire State Development, and you know, where is it? I mean, right now it's not part of the latest plan by Governor Hochul.
Yeah, I think today I'm revealing that I'm a frustrated philosopher. The problem with Penn South is definitional. So you say Penn South. I'm not sure if you mean the 780 block, if we're talking about the station that will be the terminus for the two new tracks that are coming under the river, whether we're talking about an expansion connected to the current Penn Station, whether we're talking about a real estate project that's associated with that. And all of it seems to be captured in this notion of Penn, but they're different projects. So with respect to what I think of as that project that encompasses the 780 block that is part of the Gateway Development Act's phase two, that clearly falls under the discussion we've already alluded to, more than alluded to, we've spoken to it directly, that's going on between the governors about whether or not that project gets accelerated or moved into phase one, or what I always have thought of as phase one B. There was a discussion publicly at the Gateway meeting, I believe it would have been about a year ago, about that very issue, whether or not we should accelerate that piece of the Gateway project that falls into phase two, largely because there is an absolute need to rehab the current Penn Station. And if you're rehabbing the current Penn Station and you're going to build a station that is going to be adjacent to it and connected to it, you might as well do it all at once. But again, I think the bulk of that is really about what's going on with the plans for Penn Station. There is, as you note, an ESD general project plan that is under consideration by ESD. I happen to know something about that, and I'm trying to forget what I knew because it was when I was wearing a different hat. And I do believe, from what I've read in the papers, that there are a lot of discussions about that ESD plan. That ESD plan, in a way, makes our life a little easier, but it is a separate piece of an interconnected series of projects. And again, we're waiting to see what happens in the MOU. I suspect some of this will be answered in the MOU.
Can you also just...
South, with the Long Island Railroad decamping a lot of its operations to East Side Access, is there even a need for Penn South? I mean, will there be enough extra space, so to speak, that could accommodate those 8 or 9 additional tracks already down there?
Look, I think the answer is, and we can right, it needs to be thought about, it needs to be considered, as Mr. Cliff pointed out in his comments, and something I always say is that the world has changed and we're building for the future, we're not building for the past. So I think that as we go along, a lot of this has to be looked at. Right now, the notion, and it's a, for us, it's a phase two notion of there being a terminus for these new tunnels in Manhattan is important, if for no other reason that there has always been a driving force for this project of making sure that there's redundancy and reliability. And so, the notion is feeding two more tubes, another set of trains, into the old Penn Station, given the use that exists there by New Jersey Transit, the Long Island Railroad, even though you may have a little bit of a break with East Side Access. I think it is right now something that is part of the plan, but again, the future is uncertain.
Can you just also provide an update quickly on when an agency is going to be chosen as the in charge of the contracting and bidding and procurement, and do we know which agency is going to oversee that yet?
Yeah, and again, I don't know what. Maybe it's the day. The
Rangers win. That's it.
It's the Rangers win. I'm tired and exuberant. But that clock in there was much more exciting. There are more clocks in this than there are in MSG. The answer is that if you think about Gateway as one thing, you assume there's one answer. There may not be one answer to that. I mean, when you talk about the Hudson Tunnel project, the presumption is that the sponsor is going to be Gateway. That is part of what's being worked out right now. And, I'll turn it over to Tony, who is, the master of all things federal.
Well, I think your question about which of the partner entities will take a significant role in that, the MOU discussion that the co-chair alluded to, that's part of that conversation. In the interim, a significant amount of work is going on with each of the partner entities, the Port Authority, Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, about getting to better understand who could perform which component of this project most efficiently so that we have the appropriate sort of background and data to do that. And while all that's going on, there's also a significant amount of engineering and analysis work going on to be able to tee up each of those projects so that they can move as quickly as possible. So as was alluded to, they're very complicated projects. Breaking them into packages that you could then assign responsibility for in a way that allows them to be efficiently undertaken is work that's going on. At the same time, there are discussions that are happening at the state level and as well as on the commission about how best to assign those things. But no, we have not concluded on a final delivery model for the program, although several options are being actively considered. We do think, again, to borrow Commissioner Cohen's phrase, we do think we're talking about a resolution of those issues in a matter of weeks, not months, but that's the time frame we're on.
Port of North Bridge has been assigned to New Jersey Transit, but it's also written into the Gateway law as a phase one project. The governance of Port of North Bridge, is it within GDC, or is it New Jersey Transit responsibility since they have the contract for construction?
Look, strictly speaking, Portal North moved ahead outside the construct of the Gateway Development Project Corporation. And that was an opportunity that occurred because Governor Murphy was willing to take advantage of what was offered to him by the feds. What the ultimate governance will be, and there are really two issues, right? There's governance and there's what are the financial obligations of the parties. That is exactly the type of thing that's being worked out with respect to the MOU. So I suspect that what you will see is that governance will likely continue as it is, which is it is a joint project between Amtrak and New Jersey Transit, but that New York recognizes, and it always has recognized, that there is a discussion and a resolution that has to be made with respect to New York's responsibility to something that may not be part of the Gateway Development Project Commission at this point, but is still part of the overall Gateway project. A lawyerly answer to your question.